Under the Dairy Market Stabilization Program, the government would require participating dairy farmers to slow milk production if market prices are in danger of dropping too low due to oversupply. It would replace safety net insurance programs where farmers are paid if prices drop below a certain level. Mark Stevenson is the director of the UW Center for Dairy Profitability. He says some producers like the idea because it keeps prices and therefore profits at reasonable levels. But Stevenson says others feel the government should keep their hands off their cows.
Don't tell me how to operate my business. You know, don't tell me how much milk I can produce.
The plan also has plenty of critics in the House, including Democratic Congressman Ron Kind of La Crosse. He says farmers should be able to choose how they deal with the ups and downs of the dairy industry, whether that's through insurance, loans, or other means. He says that's better than the government getting involved in regulating milk production.
I think there are better ways of doing that through risk management, and it will be subject to a debate, and we'll see where it goes in the House when it comes up.
The House is expected to vote on the farm bill before the end of the month. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.